We are joined by Attorney Jeff O'Brien every Monday. We do a three and out, talk about college teams in the state. Usually it's the University of Minnesota, St. John's, St. Thomas, and others too. But before we get to our three and out, your thoughts on the Super Bowl. I've been asking the question all morning, was there ever any doubt? There was not in my mind that Patrick Mahomes would win the game. How about you? Were you thinking the Niners were going to win, or did you agree with the Mahomes?
Bob, it was looking a little bit like the Niners had their number, but you know, you can never count out Mahomes. And all the talk about how comparison between Mahomes and Brady and could Mahomes be the GOAT, I think that's where we're headed. I mean, you watched on that last, on that fourth and one, and he just basically was like, nobody else is touching this ball. I'm going to do it. And he did it.
Yeah.
You just have that. He gets that look in his eye. It's almost, you know, they used to call it with Marshawn Lynch beast mode. He's just got that other level that he can just flip on and get it done. And, you know, regardless of everything else going on in that game, at the end of the day, it's Patrick Mahomes in a Super Bowl, and you never bet against Patrick Mahomes in a Super Bowl.
Nope. And I said earlier, I talked about, in my lifetime, you were a kid, I think, when Montana was leading the Niners, but I got to see Montana, Brady, and now Mahomes. To me, they're the three best clutch quarterbacks in history.
Yeah.
What they can do.
No question. No question. And you know, overall, I think it was good that it was a close game, right? I
mean, it was a great game for that regard.
You remember, Bob, those Super Bowls, most mainly in the 80s, where it was just a lopsided, one-sided win. That's not fun. Then you're like watching the ads and going out for snacks at halftime and kind of bored. I like them when they're competitive like this. So at the end of the day, you know, kudos to both teams. As I posted on Facebook, you know, it's the old Benny Green quote. We had two teams that wanted to win, and when you have that, only one team can win.
Yeah, and that's what, and by the way, the one that I remember the Super Bowl, the blowout, was the Redskins in 87, after the 87 season. And that could have been the Vikings, because they would have been the team blowing out. But, all right, let's get back to the three and out, or get to the three and out. Let's start off with the Johnnies and their basketball team.
Yep, Johnny's basketball team has been doing well all year, and they last week they clinched the number one seed and the MIAC title for basketball. So you know there'll be a playoff to determine who is actually the winner that gets the automatic berth in their playoffs, in the D3 playoffs. But the Johnnies locked it up last week, so congrats to them. They've been playing well all year.
Yeah, that's a good program. I mean, most of the Johnny programs are pretty good, especially that rugby team. But I digress, because my son plays on it. All right, item two.
So this was a little bit surprising, but, you know, I'm not as upset about it as I normally would be. So St. Thomas, who's been leading the CCHA all year, dropped two games, got swept by Augustana. So Augustana is brand new. Their hockey program.
Really?
And they're coming into the CCHA. I think they have one more year before they're admitted into the CCHA, but they're playing some of the teams this year, and they knocked off St. Thomas twice. So what I'm not upset about it is I just like how the CCHA is becoming a really fun conference, you know, with Bemidji, with Mankato, St. Thomas, you got Lake Superior State, Bowling Green. And now you get Augustana in there. You know, it's kind of, for those of us that grew up with the WCHA, the CCHA maybe end up being the closest thing we get to it in terms of a competitive conference and pushing out some winners. So, I mean, kudos to Augustana. They knocked off the Tommies. I don't know what happened with the Tommies this weekend. Maybe they had after beating Mankato last weekend, maybe they were a little bit underestimating their opponent. But it was a good win. And, you know, both of these programs, it shows you, you know, for all the talk we talk about, you know, the transfer portal and how it adversely affects the Gophers, for programs like St. Thomas, for programs like Augustana's hockey team, you know, they're able to, you know, to supplement adding junior league players in with using the transfer portal and getting some good talent, maybe some guys that weren't playing at other schools. So for them, that's a good thing, and it's helping them build their programs faster than than it would have historically been.
And I think in the case of the Tommies, once they are eligible for NCAA play and the way they're playing, you know, they have been playing this year, it's going to be the Gophers and them getting the most talent in the state. I mean, out of high school. Because the other schools seem to like getting these guys who play juniors. Like Duluth does that a lot, and St. Cloud State gets some good high school players too. But I think they're going to be, I mean, they're a team in the Twin Cities, and I really think they could be a powerhouse in the CCHA. You know what? The other thing, Augustana, they must really have taken advantage of that transfer portal as well, because that is pretty good. All right, let's go to item three.
Item three, back to the Gophers. You know, last week it made news with Chip Kelly leaving UCLA, and there was speculation that P.J. Fleck might be one of the candidates to replace
Why?
Him.
Why? Why
Coach
would he?
Fleck took time during his wedding anniversary trip to tweet out that he looks forward to being the Gophers coach for many years to come. So he basically squashed any talk of him going to UCLA.
Okay, why would you want him if you're UCLA? I mean, look at his record here. It's nothing impressive.
Yeah, well, which makes sense that he would. I mean, it's you know, he's going to stay here because at this point, given how bad some of the previous coaches have done with the Gophers, this guy is going to be able to stay for as long as he wants to. So why would he leave that kind of job security and that compensation to go take on a program that might have higher expectations?
You know what? And also, I don't think they had any interest in him. I mean, because sometimes it's agents that create this this hysteria about, oh, they're going to come after the coach. Probably an attempt to try to get more money from. They better stop giving him more money because he hasn't done anything to earn it. Not lately. Are you impressed with him as a coach?
I'm impressed only in the fact that, I was one going back that I didn't think Glenn Mason should be replaced.
I didn't either. I thought he did a good job with that program.
Look, mid-level bowl games is about all this program is good for. After dealing with the previous coaches, you stick with what you got. I mean, he gets them to a bowl game, and it sounds like they do pretty well academically. I think that's all you can really ask out of a University of Minnesota football coach.
But I'll tell you what, now that they're going to be adding USC, UCLA, Oregon, and Washington, I don't think the bowl games are going to be coming their way. There's never going to be an easy schedule.
No, if they can somehow eke out a winning schedule, that we found out last year, that's not even what you need. You don't even need to have a winning schedule. You just have to have a bunch of other teams that are bad. And you can somehow, and who knows, maybe they'll add 16 more bowl games. And so you can have 100. I don't know.
Well, in the bowl games that they've been going to, what is the last, that's a big time bowl game that they went to? I don't even remember. I'm sure there was one, but I don't remember.
It was the one they played. I forget which one it was. They played on New Year's.
That was the Rose Bowl in 67.
No, there was the one they played in 2020 where they played on New Year's Day. That's, I forget which one they went to. That's probably the best one they've been through. Because I can remember when they were when I was a kid, in the Holtz Gutekunst era, I remember them going to Independence Bowl, Liberty Bowl. And then they were on a bunch of no name bowls for a long, in the few years after that.
I got news for you. Independence and Liberty were not that big a deal either.
It was bigger than the Detroit.
Oh, they're going to now. Yeah, the Quick Lube or Click, whatever the heck. Quick Lane Lube.
Yeah. You can get one on New Year's Day. That's an accomplishment. They had that. Yeah. Which one it was they went to was it the Citrus or whatever it was.
Let's go with that.
They're going to get
Citrus Bowl. All right, Jeff O'Brien. Thank you so much. Our three and out. Look forward to talking to you again. And next week